If I could have everyone's attention for a moment. So people have been working very, very hard to make this a beautiful, special occasion this morning, and very grateful that Tanajan Karuniko and about 95% of the Jitaviveka community have come up here. So I'd like to take this opportunity for us to say offer our anumodana for people who have come and prepared food, people getting up very early in the morning to get here, to get in the kitchen by 5 o'clock. Some have been here all weekend, been up all night, early and late, staying up all night. So anumodana. So also on this birthday occasion, I always like to dedicate the punya of all the offerings for my mother. I often mention how many years ago when she came here on this day, when I was living in Amaravati in the 1980s, my father came and brought some presents for me, and I had a gift to give to her. And she said, "Why are you giving me a present? It's your birthday." And I said, "Well, Mum, you were involved as well." And it took her about 2 or 3 seconds. Yes! she nearly died giving birth to me, but she was so kind of jaibun, such a kind of generous person, she kind of forgot. Because in the West, we often think of a birthday as being special for me, but we forget that other people were involved, particularly our mothers, and that the sharing of blessings with not just our mothers, but also all of those who have helped to contribute to this occasion and for our opportunity to listen to the Dhamma, to practice the Dhamma, to live together as a community. When we are sharing blessings like this, and particularly with our parents, and especially with a mother on our birthday, then it's a good opportunity to reflect on how this is a relational practice. We support each other. We couldn't be born without some kind of biological mother. Even if some of us came out of a test tube, the eggs, the eggs and the sperm came from somewhere. So we have parents, we have antecedents, we live in relationship with each other, and the Sangha flourishes because it's a Sangha, it's a group. We're like bees, we only can work as a hive. A bee on its own won't make it. So the Buddha established the Sangha as a group. It's a relational practice, a relational, it's a spiritual path. So when we have an occasion like this, it's good to recollect that and to very consciously and openly offer up the blessings that come from these actions to all those who've been involved, the other people in the relationship, those who have supported us, those we're connected with, and those who we have received the blessings of.